The August primary election is only about 2 months away. In Seattle, 8 candidates are vying to unseat the current mayor. But that may be news to you. The mayor's race has yet to hit the front pages. KUOW's Deborah Wong has been wondering what's up.
It's a beautiful spring day in Seattle. I'm at Jefferson Park, and I'm just wondering whether anyone out here has been paying attention to the mayor's race. So I'm just going to ask some people. Have you been paying attention to the mayor's race?
No.
Did you know there was a race going on?
No.
Not really?
Yeah.
Have you been following the mayor's race?
No, I haven't.
Not at all? Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything about it?
No, I haven't. It's not terrible.
Do you know any of the folks who are running?
I don't, and I hope this doesn't go out to, like, national level. I'm going to be so ashamed of myself, but I don't.
In fact, no one I talked with said the mayor's race was on their radar. Most people didn't even know there was a race underway, and only one person could name any of the candidates who are running. But that doesn't mean the candidates haven't been working hard. David Domke is a professor at the University of Washington. He teaches courses on political communication. He says what's happening now in the race is largely hidden away.
There is this term in politics called the invisible primary, which is things that are behind the scenes, raising of money, building a volunteer base, and seeking endorsements. This is that phase right now for candidates.
Candidates have been spending much of their time focusing on the movers and shakers of electoral politics. Those are people who donate money, people who volunteer for campaigns, and people and organizations that give endorsements.
Candidates seek endorsements like moths seek light.
Endorsements are key. They come from a variety of places: labor unions, businesses, environmental groups, prominent citizens, and elected officials, among others. And they bring to a campaign both credibility and cash.
If you get an endorsement of a Sierra Club, a bicycle club, any kind of key organization in Seattle, then it's likely they have an email listserv that they will endorse you on and allow you to make an ask or for a donation for that. Or if not an ask for money, certainly in terms of human power, people coming out to support you.
And given that Seattle is a heavily Democratic city, endorsements from Democratic Party organizations also matter.
So we will move on to the mayor's race. I will now.
This was a recent meeting of Democrats in the 43rd Legislative District. The members are voting to endorse local candidates for office, including mayor.
Carl Slater.
I nominate Kate Martin.
Kate Martin has been nominated.
These people are the foot soldiers of the Democratic Party. They will fan out into their neighborhoods, armed with printed literature about their endorsed candidates and causes. David Miller is elections director for the 46th District Democrats.
So what happens is a volunteer takes that election guide and goes and knocks on the doors of frequent voters. Or, you know, hangs the, and if they're not home, they hang it on their doorknob. And the sample ballot plus the advertising, you know, according to the data we have, really makes a difference, both for turnout and for who people vote for.
So far, Democratic district organizations have given endorsements to 4 candidates: State Senator Ed Murray, architect Peter Steinbrück, City Councilmember Bruce Harrell, and Mayor Mike McGinn. In terms of the money race, McGinn is leading in fundraising, followed by Bruce Harrell and businessman Charlie Stadiker. But the invisible primary is not all about endorsements and money. It's also about messaging and refining that 2-minute stump speech.
I want our city government to be the most innovative city government in this
country.
I want
to work with you to make this the most progressive city in America.
There's people coming out of the private sector, serving their communities.
What I want to say to you is that we must stop eating our seed corn.
What if a leader emerges with an unprecedented commitment to social justice?
The life, livability, walkability, and sustainability of our city. Thank you.
Candidates are settling on their favorite themes. There's social justice, environment, gay civil rights, neighborhoods, jobs, education, and socialist revolution. The UW's David Domke says a crowded race is like a reality TV show, with each candidate playing a specific type. And it's something the public will get to watch soon as the invisible primary comes out of the shadows. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.